Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grinding Down White Herbs, suggested by Matthew D. Hill on Patreon. Support the show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Get a signed card. Get your name mentioned on the air. Get all the things you've always wanted. Doug plugs, May 28th. That's today. Tonight, I will be here in Los Angeles at the UCB Theater, Franklin Avenue location, doing a taping of Doug Loves Movies. So come on down for that if you're around. And then starting Saturday, I'm going on the Cannabis and Cheese Tour on the East Coast. It's going to be me and Dale Cheeseman. We're going to be at the Laugh Boston on June 1st, doing a Doug Loves Movies taping at 420. Then the next day, June 2nd, we'll be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection doing stand-up at 420. And then we move on to Philadelphia on Tuesday, June 4th. We'll be at the Helium Comedy Club, which is always a gas, doing a DLM taping. And that tour continues, but you can check out all the dates and deets at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. We're doing it. We are live, and I'm here with a first-time guest and an old-time guest. Wait, that's not the way to say it. It's Dave Foley and Eric Edelstein, everybody. Strong reception from the five people.
Thank you. Who are required to receive us.
They're required, yes. I didn't get a clap out of you. It's not something I want to accuse anybody at work with me. About who's dinging over there?
I needed my phone.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I left my phone in the green room.
I should have left my.
That's a trust I have.
My alarm
I
would have done that right too. Now. My 19 minutes after the hour, alarm should be going off. There you go.
Put on the happy sad.
You like that thing?
Setting. My wrist. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Well, because
it makes it easier to keep track of my hands.
We want to cut it off.
All right. Oh, wow.
That's why I was asking. Because if you said, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
The watch. You enjoy it?
I do. I don't use it that much. I do. Yeah, I like it. I listened to, on the way here, I listened to a podcast on it. Because my phone was almost dead. These little things. Oh, that looks silly. I'll take those off. Looks like I'm wearing a bad puka shell necklace. But yeah, these little Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
And then you can, you don't even need to bring your phone if you have this, if you get you.
Yeah. Well, then
but I always do because I don't trust it.
It's the first thing anybody said to me about having a watch, having one of these newfangled watches that makes me go, oh, that makes sense. I would like to have it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I see you seem like you're even less free with these watches, because my buddy, it'll go off at a concert and stuff, but yeah. I'm sure you can turn those settings on and off.
Yeah, I just did it now.
Oh,
look, I
amazing.
Just here to show you. See, look at the happy, sad face.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
I believe has something to do with theater.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so you just click on that.
It means you're at the theater?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah,
so you don't want to. So, when you lift your wrist up, it doesn't light up and light up your face. You have to tap it if you want to light it up.
Oh, that's
so
good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Apple.
And it's
Apple.
Not that bright when you do.
Oh, no, but Apple, they just think of everything.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Everything to just keep us on the teat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
We're all just stuck.
On Apple's teat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's sweet.
I didn't mean to bum everybody out. We're just here to smoke and enjoy ourselves. And
yeah,
we missed the 20 minutes after the hour window.
Nice. Nice.
We've got a sativa today in all of these pipes called Candyland.
Okay.
And then we have an indica.
What is?
I forget. Do you enjoy the indicas?
I love an indica. And I think Dave might enjoy an indica.
I've never enjoyed marijuana ever.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so that's there. So what if we can?
Let's make that part of this.
So what if we can? Because I believe in the healing power of this stuff in a huge way. What if we can have this be an incredible time for Dave with maybe like an indica where it won't affect his brain, and he's caffeinated?
You guys are experts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Wait, that's indicas don't affect your brain?
I don't think so. It won't make you paranoid. I think that's probably what
Oh, because it's less of an up high, but do you want to be sleepy?
But he's Dave Foley. He'll still be incredible, but he'll be no paranoia and just a nice feeling in his body.
Because here's what usually happens when I smoke pot. Within seconds, I'm convinced I'm the stupidest and ugliest man on earth, and I sit in the corner and rock gently.
You're already in the corner in a chair that has rocking capabilities, and that's why Eric and I are here.
So that's why I used to like
so
drinking
so much.
So we
can pick up the slack. You can just check out.
But you tell me, you guys advise me on what I should smoke. I'm willing to have a horrible experience in front of strangers on the internet.
I think it's interesting that that Eric feels like indica's the way to go.
Because that's the opposite
here.
Of what I've always been told.
Indica will lay you out, but it won't make his brain.
Because I've been there, and it's an amazing thing to hear that you get there too. Mm-hmm. Where I'll be thinking of things I said a week ago. I'm like, why'd you say that at a concert?
Yeah.
With a sativa.
Oh,
but for me, with an indica, it's just my body. And I got enough kind of natural energy and caffeine. It doesn't make me that much sleepier, but I never have the paranoia with indica. And I'm wondering if it might sit well with you. I think we should just try it.
Well, we loaded all the pipes with sativa because that's usually what people prefer. So I'll smoke all of those.
Okay.
Like now?
Right now.
Right now. As we
watch. This is we only bring this much indica because we just don't need it.
But what if Dave Foley ends up loving it?
I love this experiment.
I know. I think it'll be fun.
So I'm going to give him a clean pipe with the indica.
Now, what's with the? Yeah. Is this a brain drill?
It is. It's a small one. But we want just a tiny bit.
It's for small brains. Don't worry about it.
You know, a lot of people believe that if you drill a hole in your brain, it increases blood flow to the brain, and you become smarter and more.
Really?
Well,
you know what comes out when you do that? Out of your head?
No.
Brain candy.
It was right there.
That. Oh my God! And
you can't set up a person with their own career.
And once
they're not going to get what you're where you're driving at.
No.
And can I?
That's why I was in the green room, Doug.
Can I just say that is
he's in a movie called Green Room.
That is officially Brain Candy's latest failure.
Are you kidding? I loved
it.
We all went to the mall. We loved it.
Yeah.
It was Vancouver, Washington. Brain Candy played.
I think I even saw it in Canada, maybe.
Oh, it had a
it was such a special experience
box office
for me.
Gross, $3 million.
But we loved it, man. $9 million
And you got plenty of movies that have done much worse.
Do you want me to try it first, Dave, so you can watch me? Or you try it first? What do you think?
I used to smoke, but always when I was drunk. So let's try. All right, what is this? This is the indica?
Mm-hmm. This is the indica.
Yep. This is going to wreck you.
Set and setting, you're gonna have a magical time.
No, he's gonna have a Jack blackout.
Now you're gonna have a Jack blackout.
I'm also no good at smoking.
Right, well that's,
that's just because
there's no reason to be good at it. You don't cough, you don't get off. Whoa.
It's for the kids in the comment boards.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. That was like watching a whale.
Yeah. Oh, can I just say up front to the kids in the comment boards? Just
spurting.
Can I just tell the kids in the comment boards, just fuck off right now.
Yeah, fuck right off.
I know you're going to be mean to me, so just fuck off now.
Yeah, I was going to make an announcement at the beginning of the show. Like, if you're, a teenager, good for you. go do something else. Or just watch and maybe learn something. Probably not.
Okay, so let's see.
There you go.
I predict the man is going to
feel let him take a little bit of a break here before we'll pass it around again. And like I said, I'll smoke all the sativa.
Because this might be the last time you hear my voice.
Wait, did we load the pipes today, Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll do the eyeball. I haven't smoked the eyeball in a while. Look at that. And that's a little intimidating, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I also have my CBD
pen. I'm saying, why would they make something so scary? People are like, you're getting high out of their mind.
Dave, go to the light. Go to the light. Look here. Yeah. Look here. See how this deal's going down?
Now, will it help me? I have my CBD pen, which I take.
Yeah, I would say if you ever had any ill effects today, that'd be the first thing, because that can dull paranoia.
See,
but I don't think you're going to have
it. That's where I got the dumb idea that you smoke on occasion, because I've seen you do that.
Yeah, because I have, because this is...
And the CBD, this is another lesson here, is that they tell us that the CBD, if you get too high, it will level you out if you smoke some CBD.
That's what I've heard. Or you smoke weed that has a high CBD content.
Oh, you're gonna do them
like
all.
The Charlotte's Web, I hear.
See? Yeah. Oh. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
This is all so good.
Now, what are you smoking now?
I'm mixing a little sativa, which I would not recommend for you, because we're doing the Pepsi Challenge here with your soul.
All right.
This is really opening up some booking opportunities. If we can bring people on, get them really high, then give them some CBD, settle them down, say, see, that wasn't so bad.
Well, yeah, and you would like, well, there's so many people that deal with chronic pain.
Like me.
Yeah, and I was just up seeing my dad, but my dad is worried about getting paranoid. But I worked with an actor that was in his late 80s that I got him gummies, indica gummies, and they're divided into four.
Yeah.
So each one is 5 grams. I said, you're gonna cut that into four. So you're gonna start with a little over one. He slowly built up his tolerance, and then I saw him like, how you doing with it? He said he was golfing again.
Yeah.
From starting with little indica gummies. So I really do believe in the medicine aspect of this stuff, and there's a way for anybody to fully get the medicine.
Or does he just think he's golfing again?
Well, we're letting him out once a week, just to be kind.
Did you not say the name because you don't want a name drop?
No, I don't want a name drop, but he's a wonderful actor in his
late
80s.
What's his name?
Can't do it. Can't do it. If you do some IMDb work, you can maybe find.
Tell me, I want David Lynch to explain to me why you can't tell us the name.
Because it's a circle of trust on these sets, Doug Benson, and if you go around willy-nilly saying which octogenarians are smoking weed, no one's going to want to come back.
All right, I'm sorry. I can't believe I raised your ire, Mr.
It's absolutely okay, but don't forget, I was an Eagle Scout, Douglas.
He really was an Eagle Scout.
He would call me Douglas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and he would.
God.
Yeah, I remember the only time he ever... did you hear the story about him and Jim Belushi? There was one.
But I want to. I've heard every other story about Jim Belushi.
Oh yeah, and I saw an amazing Instagram, by the way, from your account, I believe. But there was one actor that felt pretty comfortable improvising on the set of Twin Peaks: The Return, and that was Jim Belushi. And at one point they yelled cut, and then Lynch just went, "Don't make me take you to the principal's office, Mr. Belushi." And then he got quiet and he did not improvise again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I saw him at a cannabis event. He came out and sang Sweet Home Chicago or one of those.
David Lynch?
Yes.
Sweet Home.
Yeah.
No. give us a few bars.
Sweet Home Chicago. That's right. The South Side's where it's at.
Yeah, so he came out, Belush, and did that song to mild appreciation. But also, this was like, they were doing awards at basically kind of a cocktail party with a bunch of stoners. Everybody's high. So the crowd didn't give him a lot of love for the song, but then when he tried to like tell jokes, they were not listening, and so it was a lot of telling the audience to listen, a lot of him saying, you should listen, I'm here, you guys should listen to me, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And just never got them back. And then they finally go, well, let's give out some awards. And the guy who's the president of the whole thing comes out and he starts talking. And again, the crowd's not really listening, but they're listening more than they were to Jim Belushi. Mm-hmm. And then Jim Belushi just walks out and taps him on the shoulder and goes, come on, let's just bag this. They're not gonna go for it.
Roll their heads, kid.
Let's go. And so he made the guy walk, he like interrupted the guy, made it worse, but maybe in his mind he was like, just like, I'm not gonna make him go through what I just went through. But it was brutal. I can't even blame him for what the crowd did, because the crowd just was not, the circumstances weren't right.
No, well, I saw your Instagram stories from it, and it was amazingly entertaining, because it was Jim Belushi, God love him, berating a crowd. You guys should listen. I'm up here. And he's like, hey, guys! And he kept berating him. And
I'm glad
just
that disappears, yeah. Those things, those stories.
It is, but it
because
was,
I feel bad now that I even posted it.
No, but it's...
Because I remember posting a little bit of him singing, but I don't remember posting him yelling at everybody.
Well, I once saw him and Dan Aykroyd play the Tower Records in Sherman Oaks, name drop.
Wow.
And yeah, it was great.
I would
it was
love
awesome.
That.
No,
that's
it was
because
awesome.
Dan Aykroyd is one of the best ever. I mean, like, that Dan Aykroyd played... you know, Jimmy Carter without shaving his mustache and nobody cared.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that today?
No. No, they'd destroy him. Are
they'd
you
be
kidding?
Like, why isn't a black man playing that part?
But just to bring it down a little, Chevy Chase also did Gerald Ford with that.
Oh, my God,
so
yeah.
It's not always a sign of brilliance.
But the Chevy Chase thing was the first time, like, a person in the media took down a president. Because nobody respected Ford because of Chevy Chase making
impression.
Fun of him all the time. And it was only about falling down, which Ford tripped a couple times.
He tripped coming off an airplane, I think.
Yeah.
Once.
Wow.
They
he
was
made
an athlete.
Such a thing out of it.
Yeah.
But,
an athlete.
You know,
he was an athlete. At Michigan,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I believe
football
our only
star.
Adopted president, birth
really?
Name, Leslie King Jr.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Yeah.
Well, he... He popped in. I was junior high school field trip in D.C. I lived in San Diego. A bunch of us kids went on a plane to D.C. and we were just having a lunch somewhere. And he popped in and gave us a little speech.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in that same visit, I met Jimmy Carter, who was not even thinking about running for president yet. He was just a governor at the time, and then. Also, Henry Kissinger wandered by me weirdly one time, and because I was more of a movie and TV nerd, I wasn't into politics. I also saw Alan Alda on that trip. Yeah, it was crazy.
So two presidents
like,
in one trip.
I'm 13 years old and I'm meeting all these people.
So I thought the story was going to end with Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah. Yeah, I would tell you more about my night at the museum. But
there we go.
Yeah, Doug Loves Movies.
AlanAlda.com.
I got to go to a break. Holy
what?
Shit. We've been having so much fun. How's the weed working for you?
So far, so mildly okay.
Okay.
So far, yeah.
He's mildly all
I'm
right.
I'm still talking.
Yes.
I'm not thrilled with what I'm saying.
All right. Well, anybody that's like Dave, that's not sure about marijuana, just check out how easily you can find out. Because if this was going poorly, we would help him out.
We totally would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd Bruce Dern him through it.
Totally. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, can you do a Bruce Dern impression?
No. By the time the commercial breaks back, I saw him actually once at Chase.
Dernsey.
I saw this guy.
Dernsey.
That's
you got
shit. It's up here. It's up here.
A little bit. Yeah.
I opened a door for a guy in like an old Mariner's raincoat at the Chase Bank on Larchmont, and it was Bruce Dern. He's like, thank you, young man. And then he saw my Brooklyn Dodgers hat. He's like, Brooklyn. Yeah. And then he walked into Chase. It was the greatest thing ever. I was like so glad I went to open the door for the older gentleman because you have the magic like that.
All right. Well, I could talk about this forever. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes. Follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Getting Doug with High is brought to you by DC Universe, the first all-DC platform for us DC fans. Join at DCUniverse.com and get sucked into new original series like the highly touted Titans, or catch up on favorites like Krypton Season 1. Starting May 31st, jump into new episodes of Swamp Thing dropping weekly, and follow Abby Arcane as she investigates what seems to be a deadly swamp-borne virus.
in a small town in Louisiana. She soon discovers that the swamp holds mystical and terrifying secrets. You can also get your comic book fix with thousands of new comic titles just added to an already impressive comic library. This includes more recent titles and complete storylines like Superman Secret Origin, Batman 2011, and Harley Quinn 2013. Also available on the platform are tons of the classic DC movies we love, like Batman and the original Superman movie, as well as, if animated films are more your speed, Reign of the Superman and Justice League versus the Fatal Five are now available. And you can access DC Universe on your favorite devices. Join and get a year's worth of DC content at DCUniverse.com.
Hey! We're back. We're all trying to keep it together. Everybody's trying different things today. Oh, wait, did I do the indica yet?
What am I doing?
I should do a little indica.
Oh, I think we're all doing something different.
Here's the indica if you want to load that, but the rest is sativas, of course. Mm-hmm. Alicia's here with the pot topics.
I am.
Pot topic.
Hi.
But she can have a nice hit first,
it's
right?
Be over here. I would love to, if that's all right, if you don't mind waiting.
I think it's all right. We should just have some weed over there for you and Taylor so you don't have to sit out until it's time.
The beginning of every show, I'm sitting over there like, why didn't I just grab something? I'll remember one day. Hey, you guys want to hear some news?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dave's not asking. I'll just tell him to Eric Dean.
Would you like to hear a few bedtime stories? I got to sign some of these blue cards.
So Texas did go medical kind of recently. However, they've been very, unless you have a very extreme case of epilepsy, you're kind of SOL on that. And Stephanie Click, Representative Stephanie Click, who's a Republican out of Fort Worth, she introduced a bill to try to expand that to a lot of other conditions. And so it did finally pass through the Senate and is now going to pass to the House. However, one of the problems with Texas that's not going to change is that they can only have access to oils. And the cap on the THC level is 0.5%, which is extremely low, especially, you know, if you're using it to treat very serious medical conditions. So that's going to be the same. The other unfortunate thing is that originally this bill wanted to include getting money towards studying cannabis and how it affected conditions, and that part has been axed. So it is going to be sent to the House now, and hopefully they'll either, you know, agree or negotiate somehow. But Texas is at least hopefully going to expand, so that's something.
So everything will be okay in Texas.
Well, it'll still be big.
Oh.
I mean, that would be their slogan if Oklahoma didn't already...
We're okay.
Yeah. They didn't already snap that one up.
Yeah. That's like a Canadian boast. We're okay.
We're doing fine.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay, don't like to talk.
Sorry about it.
No. I don't want it.
It's not even we're okay. It's just Oklahoma. Yeah. Okay. Why not? Oklahoma, why not? Wyoming, why not? See, we could do this with many states.
Something. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, no.
Colorado.
Wait, what?
I don't know if that would help with their tourism to say Colorado.
I can actually
No,
Colorado. Call.
Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado. Yeah.
Florida. Something there.
Maybe
we can workshop.
Minnesota.
Yeah, they don't want to be dumb or anything. we got through more than I thought we would of those.
Yeah, we're off to a really good start. So I think this is the quickest I've gotten through a pot topic in a real hot minute.
Well, because, you know, one of the players is out. Let me ask you this.
Ask me.
Is the next pot topic going to be a happier one?
Would you like it to be?
I'm just wondering. I just want to be prepared either way.
Yes, actually.
Trying to talk them through it.
Yes, in the sense of I think that things are headed in the right direction. I can't give like a steadfast, like this great thing, but their steps are being made. That's good news,
right? At least it's, somewhat positive story. Let's try it.
So to stay on the topic of states that you wouldn't think would even have medical at this point, but do, Utah. The governor of Utah is pissed, and he is so mad at Congress His reason being that they recently went medical, and he's not happy with the fact that cannabis is, you know, you have to treat it like you would any other prescription, going to a doctor and getting a prescription and having to pay for it. He wants it to just be something that people can get, like alcohol. So he's calling on Congress to make changes, but the good news is that I do think that that is happening, because we reported back in March that the House Senate had passed a bill that would protect all financial institutions from being penalized for working with cannabis companies. And so even though they passed that, they did, I feel like I lost that card, they did pass it on to the Senate. And the Senate has really not responded in any way. And so there are now people from banking associations from all 50 states that are really pushing for them to actually make a decision. So in theory, we might finally hear from that sooner than later. But I know that that was something has come up a lot. And so I more just wanted to update.
I love it. I know it's obvious, but if we got John Boehner and banks in all 50 states pushing legalized weed, let's get everybody out of jail right now who's still serving time for dealing.
Let's just lost me on the end there.
No, I think any, you got so many people. Texas,
no, it's ridiculous.
You would serve 20 years for a joint. They said one of Willie Nelson's friends went to jail for 20 years for a joint. It's like, let's get them all out, right?
Well, then I do have some good news for you, because another big bill that's trying to move through has been signed by four presidential hopefuls for 2020. It's been signed by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Tulsi Gabbard. And so basically, this bill wants to deschedule marijuana, so it's no longer a Schedule I. And on top of that, it also wants to form grants, and so people that are socioeconomically disadvantaged can start working within the industry once it's more legal, and would also put money towards hopefully expunging more of those past incarcerations.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, so not to say that other presidential hopefuls won't still sign on to that, but at this time, it's just those four. So
it sucks that it's always had to happen in these various steps. You know, but as soon as medical started happening, I just had confidence that it would just keep going. But it still sucks that it's taking so long, because there's way too many people smoking weed legally in places where people are in jail for the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense. It's just so random who's free and who isn't, and it's divided by race, you know?
Absolutely, and especially with the sentencing and all the other stuff. But I have hope, and I look like Kamala Harris in her interviews, where she was pretty tough on weed when she was there, and now she's completely for it, saying, hey, I was just doing my job when I was AG, and hopefully we have every presidential candidate to add to the list.
Yeah, I think she's somebody that I think she has to change on a few things for me to be completely on board. But I'm not completely on board with anybody. You know, I think a perfect candidate for any individual is going to be nearly impossible to find.
And yeah, a perfect president will just not be Trump. So
yeah. But what about Tulsi Gabbard?
Would be better.
What about other than the fact that the I just learned
so
she's running
fun.
Right now?
Yeah.
I will say this:
I definitely
ran into Liz
so
Warren
running.
Smelling like weed, and she was cool.
Liz Warren, yeah. I like that.
Maybe that's just her natural.
No,
order.
I went to. I swear.
Fucking Liz.
No,
my buddy and I
we went to hear her kickoff speech in Glendale, and I'm still undecided. I'm like, dude, it's in Glendale, and then on the way there, I'm like, there's a huge line. I'm like, dude, let's just go there later, sitting back. It's not Neil Young. We can sit in the back.
Yeah.
And then I know this great.
Elizabeth Warren is not Neil Young.
I love her,
right.
But it's a speech. So we went to this ramen place.
Then
there. Incredible. Then we came back and I was dead wrong. It was all sealed off. It was completely filled. And there was like an overflow crowd. Mm-hmm. And so I went up like, yeah, the overflow crowd is here, but she's going to come out and say hi. So she came out, gave a quick speech. She's like, I'm going to come back for selfies. So we went. We did virtual reality Star Wars, burned one, then came back and we went to get our selfie. We're like, let's just see if it works. They put us in this weird thing in line, but we for sure definitely still smelled like weed for Liz Warren. Mm-hmm. They put us there, and I think she was dealing with a bunch of people like, well, I'm undecided, but and my buddy Mark Gagliardi, incredible human, he was the first drunk on Drunk History. He went up right to her, he's like, I've been a huge fan of yours since your first Daily Show appearance. And she like went like that and looked, probably also smelled the weed, and then went, well, you and I go way back then, don't we? And then she took a picture with us, and we went, thank you. Mm-hmm. And we left. So Liz Warren, to me, was cool with weed, or at least cool with two character actors that smelled like weed.
Yeah.
Which is all you can ask.
Or if she's olfactorily dead.
That could be. Yeah. That could be. Yeah, Santa will do that to you,
Fred. She hasn't smelt anything in decades.
No.
Yeah.
I had a brush with Joe Biden a couple weeks ago.
What?
And that's all it was. I swear to you. I'm sitting at a bar that goes this way, talking to Alicia, who's sitting here.
We definitely smelled like weed. Let's have that in. There's
she's
no
facing
doubt.
Me. We're at a bar at the W in Westwood, and I'm just notice coming towards Alicia is fucking Joe Biden just strutting along. And about the time he got to her, I was, you know, very confident it was him, but I also didn't want her to completely miss the moment. Mm-hmm. Although the back of his head's pretty recognizable. His back of the head haircut is never good. And
there's been a lot of stuff going on back there, back in the 88 election.
But I just put my hand like this, so, because he's cutting really close for no good reason, because he's not coming to talk to us.
It was weird how much space he had.
He had plenty of room. Mm-hmm. I think he just needs to be touching other people at all times.
Yeah.
It's just, he can't help it. So right when he got there, I just put my hand into his shoulder, just lightly, but I just went like that and said out loud, "I just touched Joe Biden," and he just kept going. But I didn't scream it. But you know, it was so weird to just say it and do it, and I'm like, "Where's his fucking security team?"
Oh, but they were right there.
But then there were some guys there.
It was so weird for me for a different reason to just be like normal conversation. Then all of a sudden, I think you even said, "I'm touching Joe Biden." I don't even think it was ever about you. I think it was
literally like, that's in the moment.
What I do with my life, it moves Joe Biden.
Yeah. But you just so I'm suddenly said this, and deeply. I don't know why my brain couldn't like figure out what this meant, but. That's
well,
really
this
good.
Is what I love is that California matters right now, and the candidates are out here, and I've signed up with each of them to find out when their rallies are and to get more pictures and meet them, because I'm a political junkie, and there's nothing like meeting these people or seeing them in the face, watching them campaign. Like, I saw Elizabeth Warren 4 years ago, and she didn't have the ability then to, like, jump in with a crowd, and I watched her do it. And I saw Bernie at Canner's when he was polling at 1% after he did the Bill Maher show, and he, like, called a show. I was like, "I swear, this thing's moving. This thing's moving. It's moving quick. They're listening. I need you guys to talk to seniors." And he gave this whole thing on seniors in Canner's. But I want to hear all these guys speak. California's in play. Let's go. Yeah.
I just want to stop meeting these people and being so excited because they're celebrities and just not saying anything or saying something, you know, just... I want to say things to them. And in his case, the entire rest of the night until, you know, forever... He's the kind of guy, if I went, "Hey, Joe," he would have stopped.
Oh, he totally, are you kidding?
He would have fucking stopped and been like, "Yes."
He would have won you over, too.
I'd been like, "Nice to meet you."
You think he's
nice
charming?
To meet you.
He's kind of like a Bob Barker charming.
Yeah. No, Biden in person is on, I saw him once speak, and I think he would have charmed you.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have been like this, he would have had a weird gaze.
But I still would have said the words, marijuana is not a gateway drug.
Yeah.
"I am high right now, sir, and I know who you are, and I'm talking to you about something that matters to a lot of people."
It's not a gateway, it's an actual tunnel.
It gets you straight there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
At that same bar, George
Indica, he's on. You're still on.
But I have to say this one thing. If you were walking through a restaurant and you heard someone say, "I'm touching Doug Benson," you would not look back.
For sure. Just the other day, a guy just kept yelling, "Sir," at me as I was walking down the street. I knew he meant me, but I was not going to give in.
Yeah.
But that's because I just came from a... Does anyone ever tell you you look like Doug Benson? Like, one of those a day is plenty. If I thought another one was coming, I would try to avoid it.
Yeah.
Do you have a good answer from when people come up to you and say, "Where do I know you from?"
Usually it's just apparently you don't.
Yes, you do. That's it.
Oh, damn you and your words.
Yeah.
But that is the way to go. But then you still got to talk to them more.
Yeah.
They're never going to walk away on that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which people actually want to take a picture and admit they don't know you and still want to take a picture.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's people don't know if they know me. They think they went to high school with me. And I was just in the Northwest with my family. They kind of see. It's funny
because
they usually think I work at a bar or something. So much of it is like walking them through it, and you don't want to be the jerk that tells them, "Oh, I did this or I did that." but it's a delicate
balance.
They
will make you, yeah.
Yeah,
and
oh,
as soon
yeah.
as you say the one thing, it's and they go, no.
No, and they love saying no. Like, Jurassic World, I was eaten by a dinosaur? Nah, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Like, they yeah. love, for whatever reason, yeah. Twin Peaks? No. Well, you initiated here, friend.
Yeah, yeah. Not, I don't win a prize yeah, no. if I guess it.
No. You've got too many credits. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you slow down yeah. so that I can keep track?
Bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just saw you in your new movie, Family,
oh
by the
oh,
way.
Was that
I love
fun?
It. You guys should really watch this. I'm dead serious. It's super fun.
What's it doing at this point?
I was nervous to watch a Juggalo film, let's be honest, but I'm full on board with everything that happens.
I mean, we're gunning for the number one Insane Clown Posse comedy ever.
We saw it.
We're gunning for it, friends. We're coming right for you.
You are.
Because we're out of theaters now. We asked to only be in a week or two, but we're coming for streaming.
You're in my favorite scene in the entire movie, no exaggeration, but I'll tell you later because it's not like a spoiler, but.
It's a funnier scene if you don't know it first. But yeah, yeah. And it's the movie's really. We saw it in Boise, Idaho.
Did you really?
And there was real, real good turnout, and people were, you know, paid attention. They didn't get all the jokes, but I mean, they weren't as into it as a comedy as I think we were. But yeah, we were laughing really hard at something you did. But we got to say goodbye to Alicia for now. Because
that's the way to go out. Right.
Because
yeah.
Because she's smoking too much of our weed. And, I know Dave really wants to dive in some more.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take it away from you, Dave.
I'm just climbing above that one hit.
Well, I appreciate you, submitting yourself to this this test, especially
if there was safer
especially live.
For it, I don't know what it is.
This is live on the internet with thousand watching, and so you really gotta be careful. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks.
And we'll see you next time, and we'll be right back with the Dab Master. What's gonna happen?
This week on The Gray Area. Writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything. Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity. It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
You think that cybercrime is something that happens to other people. You may think that no one wants your data or that hackers can't grab your passwords or credit card details, but you'd be wrong. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is one of the simplest and cheapest ways for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the rest of the world to see. To protect yourself from cyber criminals, use ExpressVPN. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click, and then it secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, or tablet. For less than $7 a month, you get protection from the service rated number one VPN by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Doug. That's expressvpn.com/Doug for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Doug to learn more.
Yeah. And prison for profit. Hey,
prison for profit. Oh my God. It's so much money's being made keeping weed illegal. Hi. Mm-hmm. We are here talking with or being joined by and will talk with Taylor Rizzo, the dab king of, I'm going to say it, California. It used to be Southern California.
Right.
But I don't care about, Sacramento. Yeah. You show me someone who's more of a dab king than him.
People come at me online, like, you're the dab
who
king?
Who the dab king is, it's not, this isn't a democracy.
This is. So you mean you got like gunslingers
coming? I get to decide.
Yeah, dude.
It's my.
I don't think you are.
Throne's a lonely place.
Yeah.
This I'm a humble king. This is my kingdom.
Yeah, you make the decisions.
I decide if you're a king or not. but of California, I don't know. There might be some paperwork for me to get that through. But so what Taylor does is, in addition to being a stand-up comedian, he comes by here every week with dab equipment and offers it to our guests. And
he seems so confused right now.
It's, oh, yeah.
Should I just
watch
demonstrate?
Us do it.
I'm in.
Eric's in. He wants a big one.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. What are we
it
trying here,
It went down
friend?
Great last time he was here.
It was, and then what I have to say, that Tiffany did it after we were done shooting.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to tell the world that. But,
edit that.
But no, since you're the one that said it, I'm off.
She's
the hook.
Awesome, yeah.
But no, she's great, and but she just didn't want to do it on camera for some reason, and then took a massive rip when we were done.
Like a dab, legend.
Yeah.
And then
she
just owned
it.
The room and left. We're like,
she did.
Queen.
She
did. Okay.
She was great. I love her.
You have to walk me through it again, friend.
All right. I'm gonna hit this button. It's gonna go red while it's heating up. Once it goes green, hit it just like a regular bone. You don't have to mess with the carb cap or anything.
Okay, and is this a big sativa here?
This is sativa, but I'm big on what you say about the difference between sativa kind of giving you a little more anxiety.
Yeah.
Sativa's the lose your keys weed for me.
Okay.
Or the worried it's gone, but when it's concentrated down like this, you don't get the difference as much. It's more of just the up and down is a little more noticeable.
We'll see this, and then Dave, you decide. You look at me, and you interrogate, and you see if I'm still feeling good.
Because I say flower, I always stay on the indica side, but with concentrates, I tend to stay on sativa because it's a little less sleepy. Yeah. But I don't get that sort of anxiety feeling that I do get from flower if I smoke too much sativa. So
sure.
All right, let's give it a shot. Oh no.
I think I'm just naturally anxious, so anything really? Makes me feel differently, it makes me feel like I'm not anxious, but
you're good to go.
I think sometimes being high can also make you anxious. It's wild. We should come up with a rhyme for, you know, like when it turns green, you know what I mean, something like that.
Perfect.
All right.
You watch me. Now we monitor your behavior afterwards to see.
Let's see.
You ain't touching this.
No.
Hell no. I'm not allowing you.
Can you do
goddamn national treasure?
I'm monitoring
here.
You till
morning. Your job is to monitor me now, because now I'm in uncharted ground.
What does your bear?
Now, what is a dab anyway? What does it mean?
What does your bear sound like?
Concentrated oil.
Yeah, it's pretty much just my voice. It's kind of like
Which one are you?
Grizzly bear.
I knew it.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to figure out. It's pretty much just me. I got to do a thing. I got to go to Comedy Network the other day, and out in the waiting area on the couch, they have the three bears on there.
I saw your Instagram. It fired me up. Oh yeah, come on now. Come on.
That's right. I Instagrammed it, and it was cute. Yeah, I enjoyed being in that lobby. What's your fastest answer to Dave's question? What are dabs?
It's the extracted chemical that's in the THC that just gets extracted out. Same way they make orange juice from concentrate. Just add water, but you don't need to add water. So the oil that's in your CBD pen is similar to this. It's just made down to a different form. Like distillate is an oil that you put in your pen. And this is a little more solid form.
Yeah, and then you light it up and you take a big fat rip of it, and it's intense.
But this it would really mess up the line of your suit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
wouldn't fit in your pocket. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you had like Harpo Marx's coat.
So that's what you jump to, is just how are we going to get this place?
Well, yeah. How am I going to use it?
He's pragmatic.
Do you think about that about kitchen appliances?
Well, no,
this could just be in your kitchen.
I'm just saying.
You have to go everywhere with it. Better, but that is
definitely more convenient.
Yeah.
But also, this is giving you a lighter experience than you would get from taking a big rip.
Yeah,
wait,
dude,
I don't get to do it.
Sorry.
I mean, I like to be a good host and everything, but
here, there's one set up in there.
Well, thank you.
Nothing weird in my brain. You were right. Totally.
Yeah, it's just the cleanliness of it is, it doesn't have that like thought cluttering sort of feel that you get.
So where does the thought cluttering come from?
I don't really know. I noticed it in sativa when people started pushing that a little bit more as like the upper, the not lazy version of weed. And I just tend to get a little more anxious about not having my keys on me or little stuff like that. But yeah, I just didn't notice that in the concentrate. So I don't know. Are there any scientists out there that could explain this to me a little bit more? Because it definitely feels like that is the case. But I don't know any of the science.
I just like to know the answer to the question, are there any scientists out there?
There's got to be at least one.
There's got to be some scientist that watches this.
Seth Shostak.
Just for laughs, like, oh, these people don't know what they're talking about ever.
Is that what scientists do, just laugh at dumb people?
I don't know how they do it, because everyone's so dumb right now, and then, you know, no movie that has science in it could ever possibly be getting it right. Mm-hmm. No matter how much research they do, you gotta be a scientist. And if you're a scientist, you can't write a movie.
Yeah, that's true. You have to, like, cross over like Neil deGrasse Tyson. You have to be like a celebrity who's also a scientist.
Whatever your profession is, when they make a movie where that's the backdrop of the movie, you're going to just pick it apart.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you know about, if they make a movie, they're getting it wrong.
The MacGuffin.
Like the Tom Hanks movie about stand-up.
Oof. Yeah, punchline is really, really awful.
But it nailed with the life was like,
oh.
You know what? I was just thinking that I left some stuff in my locker at the comedy club. I left my nun costume in a locker at the comedy club.
What's the best movie about stand-up, Doug?
I was just trying to think about, you know, like the documentary Seinfeld's very entertaining, or Comedian it's called. That's a pretty awesome movie about stand-up. But, you know, when I get into the best movies, it's like more like, in a weird way, like King of Comedy is really great.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's about stand-up comedy, I'd just say it's about one lunatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, you know, is kind of part of his
that's
lunacy was
comedy.
For doing stand-up, which we all have. Mm-hmm. All comics have that, so it's sort of relatable, but not realistic.
But when you move to LA, the amount of Rupert Pupkins that you meet here is absolutely, it makes that movie even more incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're also all weird in their own special ways, whereas, like, you know, I think there's a little silliness to how crazy he gets in that movie. Mm-hmm. you know, how insane he is. But, you know, also now, if they made the movie now, somebody would diagnose him.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be allowed to make fun of him. No, he has a very
serious
condition.
They'd figure out a way to get him to stop acting like that.
His compartmentalization of Mr. Langford was a cry for help. He went to Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, his confrontations with people, like, it's like amazing he doesn't get arrested in the first scene. You know, like just being a threat to himself and others.
God, how good is Jerry Lewis, though? He's so
it's amazing.
Amazing. No.
That's my favorite as a, you know, sort of known person. That's my favorite scene of a fan turning on somebody is when the lady's walking down the street and he's on the phone. And, you know, doesn't have his people. He's just out there in New York, out on the street, and he's trying to find somebody. And she's walking by and says, oh, Jerry, you know, can I have a picture? And he goes, no, not now. And then she goes, I hope you get cancer! It's just that immediate, you can't. You gotta respond in a certain way.
Oh my God.
That's why I love your, you know, what do I know you from? Well, you obviously don't, is so great because I just don't, I just always back down and don't say that. I don't say that.
Well, I think I told you this story once before, Doug, but the one time I tried to be quick about it, where someone's like, oh, where did I know you from? I'm like, oh, this is why. I'm like, oh, you might know Curb Your Enthusiasm or Parks and Rec. Like, no! Mm-hmm. You used to work at the Starbucks on Highland and Franklin, and you would screw up my drink every day, but you were such a nice guy, I didn't say anything. I'm like, yeah, that was me. Yeah, so now I don't give my resume. That
God. Yeah. Oh, speaking of your resume, we got to get to...
Jesus, thank you.
We got to get you guys' plugs in here, because the show's winding down. How are you feeling, Dave? Is it going all right?
It's all right, although I was really excited about the show winding down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of us feel that way about anytime you're smoking. Sometimes you're just like, I am set.
Yeah.
And I don't need to... be in the circle anymore.
Oh, are you? I got a text from you today, and I get to run off and do this. And I'm like, sorry to my wife. Sorry, I got to go and get stoned. Yeah. Dave Foley, I'm like, you can do this for 3 hours. I'm in. Sorry, Dave.
But that's we'll, all right. We'll no, be
but we'll get you. Yeah.
The nice. Podcast.
Oops.
That Mr. Dave Foley does with his friend Paul is called "Don't Say Cunt" with Paul and Dave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the listings is just "Don't Say."
Don't say. Just don't,
yeah, I don't know why we did that.
When I know the full title, I say it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you guys.
Yeah. But we just we
do you guys,
don't say cunt.
Oh shit! Mm. Do you guys want to watch Birdman? Or the important virtue of ignorance. I'm full title all the time. Eric Edelstein is in We Bear Bears every week on Cartoon Network. Yay, Cartoon Network.
Yay, and don't do this, kids. Wait till your minds are fully formed in your mid-20s, for real.
Oh, early yeah. 20s.
I keep hearing a different number, but
we're going to say mid-20s yeah. just for the kids at home who may stumble onto this mid-20s. Yeah. Mid-20s.
I didn't start until I was 28. It's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah, although, I was mid-20s myself.
And all the smartest people I knew were smoking pot at 16.
That is true.
Yeah, and I wasn't. I wasn't one of them.
No, I was deeply sheltered.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at 23, 24. Yeah.
Well, 18.
Oh, so Family, the movie you're in, is going to be streaming soon.
Streaming very soon.
And what did they do to shoot that? Did they just really go to a Insane Clown Posse show?
They put out the word.
Or did they fake it? They asked the Juggalos to come.
They all showed up. We did a fake gathering of the Juggalos. But then Laura, the director.
With real Juggalos.
Yeah, and they all showed up, and they were lovely. Never more, I promise you.
I think you just had a real gathering of the Juggalos.
No, they're great.
That's what's fun about the film is it really just shows them as, you know, they're just, fun loving, but, you know, for the most part, not too dangerous. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you look at it the wrong way, it can, you know, it looks insane, you know?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, especially, the faces are scary looking.
They're insane clowns.
Yeah.
A posse
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you know why clowns are scary, like, when they're happy and friendly.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So when you're just like, no, I'm insane and I'm a clown, holy shit. Thanks for watching. We'll be back again with another new one that we're about to record. That'll appear next Tuesday. Bye.
Getting Dug with Heist, brought to you by DC Universe, the first all-DC platform for DC fans, where you can binge the highly touted original series Titans, or jump into the all-new Swamp Thing, with new episodes dropping weekly. Also, check out the thousands of comics just added, catch up on your favorite series, including Krypton Season 1, and watch animated movies like Reign of the Superman. Join at DCUniverse.com.